Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over. And I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale going on right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
6:32 in the a.m. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. A lot of people, I think sometimes... If you're a winning football team and you go into the bye, you come out with a lot more confidence. If you're a losing football team or a team with a losing record, I think sometimes a bye week makes you get a little more paranoid. Because what people thought coming out of the bye now is not quite what they thought going into the bye right after the Rams game. Right after the Rams game, we kind of like, you know, put our hands together like, you know, if Lamar comes back, we'll be all right. That was the battle cry, so to speak. If Lamar comes back, we'll be all right. And now all of a sudden, because the Bears have won 4 in a row, you feel like, man, maybe this game wasn't. Can I say this? I think there's some of you that I couldn't have been teammates with. Because you all get excited to play weak opponents. A lot of you. You get pumped up. When we have a weak opponent, you get excited. Oh, you know what? We got this team. It's going to be a good game. And you define good games as weak opponents. You felt good about the Bears because you thought the Bears were a bad team. You don't get up for good opponents. And I remember as an athlete and now as a coach, you want to play those teams. Don't you want to prove that you belong? So you want to get to the postseason by playing a bunch of bums. Let's put 11 bums on the schedule and see whether we can beat these 11 bums. But now that the Bears are 4-2, 1-4 in a row, now you're scared. Uh-oh, maybe the Bears are better than we thought. They are better than we thought. But what does that mean in terms of what your expectations are for this game? You only think the Ravens can beat bad teams? Got news for you, folks. They should have beaten the Texans and they didn't show up. They beat the Browns, bad football team. But why is it that you just have this, you only have faith in your team based on how bad the opponent is? Again, you couldn't have played with me. I thought, coach, get him out of here or her out of here. Yes, the Bears have won 4 in a row. Yes, the Bears are better than we thought. But I think the bye week with healthy players will reveal who the Ravens truly are. The Ravens lost an ugly game to the Bills, one they shouldn't have lost. Because of a bad fourth quarter. Then they came out and smacked the Browns around. We thought all was good in Baltimore. All was good in Charm City. That's what we thought. But then they came out, and the narrative against the Lions was that the Lions dominated the Ravens. Was that not the narrative, Joe? The Lions dominated the Ravens.
That's the narrative. I don't think the score really indicated that.
I don't think anything indicated that. If you look at that game was 21-21 after three quarters. It was 21-21. Once again, a bad fourth quarter. And those plays towards the end of the game looked like the Ravens got punked. But for after three quarters, it was a 21-21 game. It was a primetime heavyweight fight. And the Ravens did the same thing they did in the first game of the season against the Bills, a superior team. They couldn't close. Chiefs, Lamar got hurt. Didn't have Lamar Texans, didn't have Lamar Rams. And I thought they played well against the Rams, to be honest with you, defensively. Offensively, looked like crap. Well, that's what happens when you know, someone on my friends texted me, oh, look at the team with lots of injuries and the 49ers have a 5-2 record. Well, replacing Brock Purdy ain't replacing Lamar Jackson. Okay? Brock Purdy and Mac Jones, the gap between those two might not be a gap. The gap between Lamar Jackson and Cooper Rush and Tyler Huntley is a huge gap. Let's go out to Perry Hall and get George. What's up, George?
Hey, Rob. How you doing?
Doing well. How are you?
Good, bud. Hey, couple things. So I'm looking at this right now. So we got 11 games, like you said, and everyone was saying, you know, this is a bad time for the Ravens to get the bye, right? Beginning of the season,
right?
At week 7 and so forth, and then boom, all these injuries happen. So what makes everyone think that, you know, Lamar's going to be the answer? I get it, all right? But your offensive line stinks, right? Is the Ravens coaching staff going to make those necessary changes? I mean, what happens to Stanley's foot? If you can't win in the trenches, what guarantees are you going to open up them lanes to get Derrick Henry to go move?
Can I offer a little bit of pushback on that, George?
Sure.
Now, I'm going to approach this two different ways. Can the Ravens coaching staff make the necessary adjustments? On offense, yes, I believe they can. I have the belief in the offense. The offense scores points, man. We had a bad offensive line in 2018. You remember that?
We had a horrible
offensive line. A lot of people were going to go. In fact, our coach may have gotten fired. Then you put number 8 in the game, and because you can call different plays and create a lot of different illusions and distract the defense, the offensive line doesn't look as bad. That bad offensive line put 40 points up. That bad offensive line put 30 points up. 2 weeks later, that bad offensive line put 41 up against the Browns. I'm not defending the offensive line, George. This is not what I'm doing. I'm just saying, know your personnel. That's all I'm saying. When the personnel changes, the production tends to change as well.
Got it. Bob, one more thing, man. On the defense, too. When are we going to get a pass rusher?
Yeah.
I mean, you think there's anything going to happen between the November 4th deadline? I mean, you know, who's going to be pass rushing? Mike Green, all these young rookies. Malachi Starks looks lost in the secondary.
Yeah.
I mean, who's going to be calling? I mean, yeah, we have faith in Roquan Smith, but Roquan Smith, $20 million? Is he going to be the answer? I don't know, man. I have a negative feeling, you know, going forward. I hope they win.
I got no pushback on any of that. I'm sorry. I got nothing for any of that.
Other than Malachi. It's Malachi, people. Yeah. It's Malachi. Children of the Corn, Malachi.
But I got no pushback on the defense, man. When are we going to get a pass rush? Honestly, I mean, when are we going to get a stud? Is Mike Green going to become that guy that I thought he would become? Is he? Does he come out of the bye week, Mike Green? Because I thought this guy was like the end-all, be-all. I understand sometimes it takes pass rushes a little bit. Mike Green, I still believe in you, bro. I still believe in you. I think with you, it's not a thing of if. It's a thing of when, but I'm hoping when is sooner rather than later, like Sunday. I'm hoping Mike Green comes out Sunday, comes off that edge and plants Caleb Williams into the turf. Don't want Caleb hurt, though, because I like Caleb. But rattle his cages. Rattle his cage, bruh. I believe in you, Mike Green. I think you are that dude.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus door busters and a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.